Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a Raga-style FX chain in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. In this session, we're going to make those classic dubby echoes, vocal throws, siren sweeps, and gritty atmosphere sounds that work so well in drum and bass, jungle and rolling bass music. The big idea here is not just to slap on reverb and delay and hope for the best. We want the effects to groove with the drums, stay under control, and add proper character without wrecking the drop. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand how to build a practical effects chain for vocal chops, raga shouts, siren-style sounds, drum fills, and transition moments. We'll also set up some useful return tracks, so you can send sounds into deep dub effects without turning the whole mix into soup. Let's start with the source sound. Pick something short and expressive. A raga vocal shout, a yo, a selecta, a siren hit, a short vocal chop, or a one-shot stab all work great. If the sample is too long, trim it down so it lands cleanly. For beginner workflow, shorter clips are easier to place musically and much easier to control. Now create an audio track and load your sample. We're going to build the main chain in this order: utility, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, delay, and EQ8. First up is utility. Utility is here to control gain and stereo width before the sound hits the rest of the chain. If your sample is hot, pull the gain down a few decibels, maybe somewhere between -3 and -8 dB. That gives you headroom, which is really important in drum and bass because the mix gets loud fast. For width, keep a mono vocal hit centered at 100%, or widen it a bit if you're using it in a breakdown. Next is auto filter. This device helps you shape the tone and create movement. Try a low pass or band pass filter depending on the sound. For a darker raga hit, you might low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. For a more telephone style vocal chop, a band pass somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz can work nicely. Add a bit of resonance if you want the filter to speak a little more. The really important part here is automation. Opening the cutoff slowly before a drop is a classic way to create tension. Now add saturator. This is where the sound gets a little grit and attitude. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and switch soft clip on. If you want a heavier, more aggressive flavor, push it harder. If you want a cleaner raga feel, keep it subtle. Saturation helps the sample cut through busy drums and bass, and it adds that forward, slightly rough sound that works so well in this style. After that comes echo. This is one of the most important devices in the chain, because it gives you that dub and raga personality. Use sync mode so the delay locks to the track. Try time values like quarter notes, eighth note dotted, or half notes depending on the phrase. Keep feedback in a sensible range at first, maybe around 25 to 55%. If this is an insert effect, keep the dry wet fairly moderate and automate it when you want the throws to pop. Also, cut some low end and some top end in echo so the repeats sit back in the mix. A delay that is too full range can clutter your drums very quickly. A good beginner move is to put echo on the last word of a vocal phrase. That little bounce can instantly give you that jungle call and response vibe. Next is reverb. Reverb gives the sound space, but in drum and bass you have to be careful. Too much reverb will smear the groove and steal energy from the drums. Start with a decay time somewhere between 1.2 and 3.5 seconds. A pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and a medium or large room size. Make sure you filter the low end out of the reverb, so it doesn't pile up in the mix. Usually, you want the reverb to feel like atmosphere, not like a giant wash taking over the whole track. Now add delay. If you want even more rhythmic movement, this can sit after the reverb or before it depending on the sound you want. Keep the timing tight and musical, maybe 1/16, 1/8, or dotted values. Don't overdo the feedback. A little goes a long way. This is especially useful for short vocal throws and little repeat moments between phrases. If the chain starts getting messy, let echo do most of the heavy lifting and keep this delay more subtle. Finally, finish with EQ8. This is your cleanup stage. High pass the sound somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the way of the sub. If the sample has harshness, cut a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the top end is too bright, roll off some of the air above 10 or 12 kHz. EQ8 is what helps the FX sit in the track instead of floating on top of everything. Now that the chain is built, let's talk about the real magic. Automation. A Raga FX chain becomes exciting when it moves with the arrangement. You can automate echo dry wet, echo feedback, auto filter cutoff, reverb dry wet, saturator drive, and utility width. Think in phrases, not just single hits. For example, in an 8-bar intro, You could start with a filtered vocal chop and slowly open the auto-filter cutoff over time. Then add a short echo throw at the end of the phrase. In a 4-bar build, increase the echo feedback a little, open the reverb slightly, and push the saturator harder for more aggression. Right before the drop, you can briefly increase feedback, sweep the filter, add a short reverb burst, and then cut the sound completely. That silence before the drop is powerful. It makes the drums and bass hit harder when they come back in. Next, let's set up some return tracks. This is a really smart way to work, because instead of making every sample super wet on its own, you can send sounds into shared effects and keep your mix cleaner. Create return A and make it a delay throw. Put delay, then EQ 8, then utility on that return. Use a musical delay time like dotted eighth or quarter notes. Keep feedback moderate, and high pass the return so the low end doesn't build up. This is perfect for short vocal hits and snare fills. Create return B as a dub reverb. Put reverb, then EQ 8, then maybe a light saturator. Use a longer decay, but still high pass the return around 250 Hz or so. This return is great for raga shouts and breakdown atmosphere. Create return C as an atmosphere or texture return. Try echo, auto filter, and reverb in that order. This is excellent for sirens, one-shots, and bigger transition moments. Keep the send level low at first so it doesn't get too washed out too quickly. A great beginner rule here is simple. Start dry, then add motion. Don't build the most extreme version of the effect chain first. Start with a basic, controlled sound, then automate small changes. Level match as you go, because sometimes an effect only sounds better just because it's louder. Use utility or output controls to keep everything honest. Let's apply the chain to different sounds. On vocals, use a shorter slap-like delay, medium reverb, controlled filtering, and a little saturation for attitude. On sirens, you can use more echo feedback, a bandpass filter, and a lighter amount of reverb than you might expect. Sirens can get huge very quickly, so control is everything. On snare fills, use very short delay throws and small reverb spaces. Keep the returns high-passed so the snare stays punchy. On impacts and transitions, open the filter slowly, send into long reverb, and then cut everything before the drop for maximum impact. If you want a more classic jungle or raga moment, try this arrangement idea. Start with drums and bass in a stripped-back loop. Add a raga vocal chop on bar 4. Send the final word into echo. Open the filter over the next couple of bars. Add a long reverb send for a brief wash, then cut to silence for a beat before the drop. That's classic sound system energy right there. There are also a few common mistakes to watch out for. The first is too much low end in the effects chain. Reverb and delay returns can get muddy fast, so high pass them. The second is excessive feedback. Raga delay should sound wild, but not uncontrolled. Use feedback carefully and automate it only in key moments. The third is too much reverb on the drop. Heavy reverb can kill the punch of your drums and bass, so save the bigger spaces for breakdowns and transitions. The fourth is harsh highs. Sibilant vocal chops and sirens can get painful, so use auto filter or EQ 8 to tame them. The fifth is forgetting headroom. Saturator, echo, and reverb can all add a lot of level, so keep checking your gain. And the sixth is making the FX too wide. Wide sounds can be exciting in solo, but in a club mix they can lose focus. Keep the important hits fairly centered and let the width open up more in breakdowns and tails. If you want to go a bit further, here are some useful variations. For a throw-only effect, keep the source mostly dry and automate the wet level only on selected words or hits. For a lo-fi raga tunnel, try auto filter, redux, saturator, echo, reverb, and EQ 8. That gives you a crunchy, narrow, old-school kind of feel. For a pumped rhythmic wash, add compressor sidechain movement so the FX ducks with a kick. That can help long tails sit better inside a busy drum and bass arrangement. For a stereo answer effect, keep the dry hit centered and widen only the repeats or the return. That keeps the transient punchy while making the tail feel bigger. Here's a simple practice exercise to lock it in. Load one vocal shout sample and one siren. Build the main chain with utility, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and EQ 8. Create a delay return and a reverb return. Place the vocal shout on bars 1, 5, 9, and 15. Automate the filter cutoff so it rises over 8 bars. Increase echo wet on the last word of bar 4 and bar 12. Open the reverb a little in the breakdown. Add the siren around bars 7 and 8 and send it lightly to the reverb return. Then cut everything sharply before the drop. Listen for whether the FX feels musical, whether the low end stays clean, and whether the drop hits harder because of the buildup. So to wrap this up, the core idea is simple. Filter before space. Saturate for attitude. Use echo for dub movement. Keep reverb controlled. Clean everything with EQ. And automate the chain so it supports that arrangement. If you do that, you'll get that sound system meets modern drum and bass vibe very quickly. Keep it tight. Keep it musical and let every effect earn its place.